Thank you so much, Deputy Mayor Swanekamp, for helping break down these super complicated issues to us. So we're going to do something different this year. Open, transparent budget, but this is not what we're going to do anymore. We are not going to put our heads in the sand. We are not going to wish that things get better. We are not going to hope that our problems go away by ignoring them. We are facing our problems front on. And that's what I got elected to do, and that's what we're going to do. It's high time that we behave responsibly. We're the second largest city in New York State, and we're going to start acting like it. Plus, this is our only option. We literally cannot pay our bills that are coming due unless we make big changes. So what does this mean for you as a resident? It doesn't mean the same thing for every resident, because a property tax increase is based on the value of what you own. So right now, even with the increase that we're proposing, the city of Buffalo is still going to be half the tax rate of any neighboring municipality. If you move to Kenmore, your taxes will go up 3 times. If you move to Cheektowaga, you're paying 2.5 more taxes. Williamsville, the same. West Seneca, 2.2. So we will still be by far the most underfunded municipality in Erie County with these tax increases. So the impact's not the same for everybody. So the areas of red are the higher values areas of the city. If you live in one of these higher valued areas, you're going to see an increase of $93 a month or more. But the areas of blue, where homes are valued at $100,000, you'll see an increase of $12 a month. So as I said, the increase isn't uniform across the board. It's based on the value of what you own. Sorry. So there's an added kicker. Let me start again. So with the 25% increase, if your house is under $75,000, you're going to pay $9.31 more a month. If you're assessed at $125,000, $15 a month. The mean house, average house, is at $208,000. That's $25 a month. And if you're $374,000 and above, you're going to go $43 more a month and up. But there's a big but here. If you have the STAR exemption, your increase is going to be substantially less. So if you have the STAR exemption under $175,000, you're paying $1.95 more a month. So these are the exemptions that are going to help our most vulnerable citizens. If you're at $125,000, you're only going to pay $8. If you're in the middle, you're going to pay $18. And if you're more than $347,000, you're going to pay $35. So that is a substantial change if you have the STAR exemption. But here's what we know. We know that 60% of the people of the city of Buffalo don't have the STAR exemption. They didn't apply for it. So we're going to be working throughout the community centers, working with faith-based organizations, church halls after Sunday services, to get into those areas to encourage people to apply for the STAR exemption. It's available to so many different people. If you make less than $500,000, i.e. most of Buffalo, you're eligible for the basic STAR. If you're over 65, you could qualify for the senior exemption. Veteran, disabled, another exemption. And if you're a senior making under $110,000, the most vulnerable homeowners in our community, you'll qualify for an enhanced STAR. So we're going to be signing people up around the community for the STAR. And you will see, by the end of the day today, on the City of Buffalo website, we're going to put a calculator up. And with that calculator, you put in your address, and it'll show you what your tax increases are going to be, because they are not going to be the same for everyone who lives in the city of Buffalo. We're going to be hosting an event at the Central Library on April 21st. We're going to help people understand the budget, how it affects them, and we'll have people from our departments there helping people fill out STAR exemptions. We'll have questions and answers from residents. So over the next few weeks, our administration will be hosting events like this and events to sign up for exemptions all over the city of Buffalo. So today's the transformational day. We're pulling out of the debt spiral. We're going to start being a city that behaves fiscally responsible. We are going to start to be able to meet the needs of our citizens. It's the first day, so we know that we can build the better Buffalo that we all deserve, that the people of the city of Buffalo want, but we're only going to be achieve that if we do an honest and transparent budget, and this is what we're presenting to the people of the city of Buffalo today. Thank you so much for coming today. And if anyone has any questions of myself or anyone from the team, now's the time. Why don't you come up, man? Well, hearing no questions, we can... Sorry. Jim Fink had his hand up. You have to speak up a little bit because there's a the equipment's making a lot of noise. Yeah. Can you go back to that slide? I think it's 25. Sure. You want to run through that? Nope. With the sliders. I fear we may have lost our technology. There we are. Go ahead, take this.
Sure. So ultimately, the $109 million figure is based on the gap between the city's core known revenues, so prior year property tax, conservative sales tax, prior year AIM, prior year fee and fine collections, right? And the gap between that and what we felt was going to be our operating budget coming in around $700 million. Our final load up until fairly recently of the budget was at $696 million. A major change that's happening here is an accounting change ultimately. I wouldn't call it a revenue per se. Previously, the city would book Medicare Part D credits as an actual revenue line against a higher expense in healthcare. With proper accounting for this, you'd actually have it be just treated inside that same expense as by decreasing it. So that brings that swing that got us down to the 681 figure. The other areas are the state aid, which we know from the governor's 30-day amendments. The gaming compact, we have that at 10.5 million. We feel fairly good about that because we know we got a call just last week that we'll be receiving our gaming compact advance payment in May or June of this year from the state, so there's some more certainty around that one. The foreclosure auction, that is based on the value of the overall properties we're selling, and we took that down dramatically, assuming, again, going conservative on what we'll actually collect out of that, both prior to redemption and after. And fees and fines, again, we know what's out there, so we try to use conservative numbers for what we think we can actually collect based on prior year trends for when they actually have set things out to collections and what other municipalities have done, as well as the core item there, the tax levy increase. The levy increase is 25%. However, the actual tax rate increases are a little bit less. So the homestead increase is 22.9%, and the non-homestead increase is 16%. Because assessed value changes things, right? The actual levy is just the whole chunk of property tax revenue. Your actual rate is gonna be varied based on assessment changes. So assessment modifications throughout both homestead and non-homestead properties change those rate amounts. Yes, user fee will grow modestly again with inflation. I'll pull up the exact amount for you. From the four-year plan, you mean? Sure. Yeah, okay.
Remember, it's like we're paying back all that money. Can you just raise your voice a little bit? I'm sorry, Ron.
There was a lot of sticker shopping for residents here.
Yeah.
And I know you said you have to work on it, but I don't know if you're